Crook. It's a bit of a thumb suck, but it's estimated that it takes about 24 trees to make 1 ton of virgin standard office paper. This depends, of course, on the type of tree, its size, and several other factors, including the process used to make it. Either way, most paper is made from trees, with anything between 80 and 160,000 cut down around the world every day for this purpose. But paper can be recycled 5 to 7 times before its fibre gets too short. And recycling 1 ton saves 17 trees. After 7 times, that number goes up to 117. Violetta Knudsen is co-founder of Malmesbury-based company Growing Paper, which not only hand-manufactures paper from waste, but also infuses it with seeds so you can plant it after use. She explains to me how it's done.
Basically, we collect the paper, then it's put into a pulp machine with water, and then the pulp gets basically transferred into like containers or baths, and then we have paper makers, and then they basically collect the pulp and the water mixture out of the bath. Then the water has to drain, and then they transfer that piece of paper that's still wet, they transfer it to a piece of felt. So it's basically turned around and pressed on a piece of felt. And then a stack of those go into a wet press, and the water presses out the excess water. But that pressing also helps the fibers to bind. And then from there on, those papers get taken to a paper drying tunnel. And then the paper again gets transferred to glass, and it goes into like a shelf, and it dries in a shelf, on glass, in a drying tunnel.
It sounds like quite a lengthy process.
It's quite a lengthy process, yeah. And it's a lot of hand labor, but that's one of the things that we want to do. So when we started, it was just me and Roxanne, who's the founder. And then we now, actually, I think we're 44 people all together. So that's one of the key things we stand for, is employing people, yeah, creating jobs.
How long would it take from start to finish to make a piece of paper?
If you take in consideration the making and the drying, it's up to 2 days. Yeah, depending on if it's summer or winter. In the winter time, it can take a bit longer to dry, but in summer, it can be even dry on the same day.
But the paper that you're making, it's got quite a rough texture. Is it something that you could use to write on normally?
Yes, we're actually drying on glass. So one side of your paper is smooth, and the other side is more rough. So the rough side is nice for the outside mostly. And then the other side, if people buy a greeting card, the inside will be smooth. So that's nice to write on inside.
And what made you decide to do it? Why is doing something like this important to you?
Okay, I must say my friend and colleague Roxanne, she had the idea. So she was sitting at home. She had a wedding invite. You know, the wedding invites we have, and it's on your fridge. And then she thought of how can she not throw this wedding invite away? How can she rather use it again? And she thought of seeds in the paper. She did a little bit of research and saw that there are people overseas making seeded paper. So then she started to experiment with seeded paper. And then she asked me if I want to join. And in 2010, we started with Growing Paper.
At what point in time do you add the seeds into the process?
We add the seeds basically in the paper making process. So when they fill up their baths with the pulp, they have to add some water to get, we work according to recipes. So in that point, every time they make a new batch of like 35 sheets, they add like a container full of seeds. Because we make as small as business cards, we have to ensure there's a lot of enough seeds in a business card size to ensure germination.
So what kind of seeds do you put in them?
Yeah, so we try to use seeds that grow easily, and that's quite hardy. We have a range of flower seeds that we use, herb seeds and vegetable seeds. Yeah, so there's quite a few we can use. The seeds also shouldn't be too big because we have to print on the paper.
When you were telling me about the process, what struck me was there's a large amount of water used, and also in the drying process, I presume there's a lot of electricity used. How do you counterbalance that with the sort of environmental benefits?
So the water, a few years ago, we started to get like a system where we can reuse the water. So when there's a lot of water running down when they make the paper, so that water goes basically into a drain with the waste pulp, and then there's a sieve that separates the pulp from the water, and then the water we can pump back into the system of the paper making. And then we really want to reuse the waste pulp as well. There are a lot of ways to reuse the waste pulp, but yeah, we're working on that. And the other question was the electricity. So the electricity is a big one, because we realize that our paper needs a little bit of heat in the wintertime. Otherwise, obviously, the seeds start to germinate in the paper. It's cute, but we do not want to. We want to delay the process. So then in the past, we used a lot of lights, and that was a lot of electricity. So recently, we started experimenting with other ways of drying, but it was still not. We really would like to go solar, but we're working towards that.
And apart from possibly going solar, what is your next project?
We have a lot of projects. So we realize there's a lot of scope for eco-friendly packaging. The thing is that if we use our paper for packaging, it's still quite a bit expensive, and our paper is not so durable. So we are looking into making paper from other waste materials together with our pulp, but which makes it durable, stronger. So yeah, lots of waste materials out there that we can really experiment with.
Thanks to Valletta Knutsen. And Growing Paper also makes business cards, calendars, and other products with the paper. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate. Yeah.